So now the first thing you have to realize is that trademark movements actually have a soul. Like all exercise movements have a soul. And this doesn't mean that they're dance. It's not dancing. Movement expresses something, and trademark movements are expressing something deeper. So they go into the soul. But what they're expressing is always positive. They're not negative. It's always something positive. They're uplifting. They're powerful. So you're looking for music that's got some richness in it that makes you feel better, that gives a positive mood, a positive expression, and also powerful because you can use the energy in the music to help the energy that people need to use in their muscles while they're doing the trademark exercises. Now, music comes in different ways. It's generally either rhythm-driven or phrase-driven. Now, music is written in bars, where you either have 4 or 8 counts in a bar. The rhythm-driven music starts at the beginning, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you start at the next beginning of the next bar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Phrase-driven music still is written in bars, and there's still your 1, 2, 3, 4 in the bars, but the actual phrase might start somewhere in the middle of the bar, and it will go on sweeping through 2 or 3 bars and landing, you know, you don't know where, on a future bar, so that it's not counting as you would in, let's say, sit-ups or side leg lifts, which is nice and clean. You're following the phrase. It's like following the wind as it's sweeping through a forest. It's not a specific timing. It's following the feeling. So a phrase is like a sentence. It's telling a story, and in that phrase is where the trademark exercises are following. So you would be doing a push the piano, pull the donkey, washing tables, and sweeping around with the phrase. You're not going 1, 2, 3, 4 as in a rhythm driven exercise. You're going in phrases. So that's your first clue, is that you're not looking for rhythmic, you're looking for phrase-driven music. Now, phrase-driven music is usually found in classical music or in music sound scores. New Age music doesn't really work. It might, but it's usually a little too pale. It doesn't have enough depth to it to work. Classical music can sometimes be over the top, like Beethoven's Fifth and Major Tchaikovsky, and it's too powerful. And some classical music is too nervous, and it doesn't work either, like some Bach doesn't work. So classical music can work, but it doesn't have to work. Music sound scores are really, really good for trademark exercises because they are not too extreme, but they've definitely got a very powerful message. They're telling an emotional story that people can relate to. That's why they relate to them when they're watching the movie, because they can feel the emotion of the characters in the movie, and they can feel the mood of the movie through the music. So that's usually your best choice of music would be somewhere in a music sound score. So the type of emotional movements that suit these types of theme-based, emotional-based music are things like windmills, where you're just washing through the movement and it never really comes to an end, where you're reaching up to the ceiling and then you're slowly lowering down and pulling, and the pull can be following through those wonderful phrases. And then as you raise your arm up in the windmill again, you can follow the phrase as it's going through its height and then lowering down. Rock the baby, It's got this wonderful feeling of comforting, the lullaby. It's a comforting, so it's a soft but emotional piece of music, or pushes and pulls, pulling weeds. All of these have got tension and release. These fit the emotional story that you're going to see in mainly in these music sound scores or specific classical music. Open chest swan, where you're reaching to the ceiling and then opening up your chest to the ceiling. Wraparound arms, where you're embracing your body. All of these have got emotional feelings in the actual movements, so that those movements can follow the movement in the music. New Age music is generally not suitable for trademark exercises. It's great for things like seated neck and shoulder releases, end of class stress releases, because New Age music is very neutral. It's trying to neutralize emotion and not build people up into this feeling of drama and energy. So most New Age music is unsuitable because of its calmness. And if people are too calm, then they're not going to be able to get into the passion and the energy that's required to do the trademark exercises and get the maximum strengthening and maximum stretching, maximum reaching, when the music is trying to minimize your energy. So you can't ask people to work harder or work against the music, that they have to work in, be inside the music, and be able to equal and match the power of the music. So New Age music doesn't have that uplifting power. It's got that peaceful, calm, falling asleep feeling, not that powerful energy that's required in a trademark exercise. If you use music that is a little dull, that doesn't have any energy or any strong emotional story, people are going to feel awkward and very unnatural in getting involved in the exercises on a deep level when the music itself is not deep. So that you're going to find that the whole level of energy in your class is kept suppressed if the music that you choose is more suppressing of the emotions. So that you've got to look for this deep soul music in order to help people to express their emotions through their muscles. Now remember, this is a fitness program, and so don't start getting all emotional and gushy with people, because that will make your clients feel awkward also. What we're doing is trying to put the music that then people can relate to privately, but don't start to tell people that they should be feeling the emotion of the music. That's not what Eccentrics is about. It's letting people feel whatever they want to feel, and if they don't want to feel the emotion of the music, that's just fine. But it's more for setting out a stage where people will be comfortable in working to their fullest, rather than making everything toned down. We're toning it all up so that people can work to their fullest, but we're not interfering with anybody's private feelings, which is extremely important to keep away from that, because we have to always remember that Eccentrics is a physical fitness program. It's not a dance program, and it's not about getting people to express themselves emotionally. That's their private business if they actually want to feel that. Now, the best type of music is music that has a story. That's why movie soundtracks are good, but a lot of classical music, or there's certain types of music that's telling a story in the music, and you can, everybody knows the story, they can feel it. The story has got to be uplifting. It's got to have some sort of sentiment in it, some sort of romance, emotions, passion in it. avoid anything that's got negativity, nothing that's angry, nothing that you feel that it's bringing out the warrior, something twisted or negative in people where they have to, where it's sort of a tortured feeling. We don't want people feeling bad and anguished. We want them feeling the best of human nature, not the most troubled of human nature. Another very important feature in the type of music you're looking for, when I'm referring to the phrase, is circular type movement in the music, rather than the rhythmic is more linear, so it's got 1, 2, 3, it's following a nice clean line, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, that's linear. Phrase-driven music is circular, it's sweeping around, it doesn't end, it keeps going in circles and moving and flowing, and then it'll come to the end of that phrase and then it'll start flowing in a different direction. So it's not linear, it's circular in movement. So that's the end of the trademark PowerPoint workshop. I hope this has given you an idea of the type of music you should be looking for. Most of it's available on iTunes, and you're looking for music that is a roughly 4.5 to 6 minutes long for every trademark exercise. Now, the music for trademark exercises is not the same music that you're going to be using for bar work or for floor stretching. It's very, very specific for these massive stretching, sweeping movements of the trademark exercises. So this music is just unique for those specific trademark exercises that we do at the beginning of every class. Now that we've finished the little PowerPoint workshop on music for trademark exercises, go to iTunes, or if you have a personal music library, go to your personal music library and try to find a selection of different music that you think would be suitable for the trademark exercises. And then as you're studying your trademark exercises, see which music would suit which particular exercises, because not all of every music, movie soundtrack or classical piece of music fits every specific type of exercise, such as the washing windows is a different type of mood to a pulling of weeds. An open chest swan is going to give you a different type of mood than pushing piano and pulling a donkey. So listen, search around for music, listen to the music, and then actually find the most suitable music for each different exercise.